Hi, y'all. Here's a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. Thanks for all the comments at the iTunes store. And if you haven't left a comment for this podcast, please do so. The more comments for the Inglês Online podcast, the more people will find out about it and listen to the episodes. So thanks for telling your friends, your neighbors, your family. Keep listening, and thanks for all the comments so far. So let's start with a very nice idiom. Shoot yourself in the foot. Again, shoot yourself in the foot. What does shoot mean? Well, when you have a fire weapon and you use the weapon to shoot something or someone, you're gonna hurt or maybe even kill your target, right? So think about this idiom, shoot yourself in the foot. That's when you do or say something that, in the end, will cause you problems, or maybe it will put you in a position of disadvantage. Here is an example. I read an article the other day with tips for job interviews that stated that not being prepared to talk about your skills and strengths is a surefire way to shoot yourself in the foot. What does that mean? It means that if you go to a job interview, you should probably be able to explain to the interviewer what your skills are, the things you're good at. You should be able to talk about your strengths, the things you do best. The author of the article thinks that going into an interview unprepared is shooting yourself in the foot. The interviewer will probably ask you to talk about your skills and strengths. If you're unprepared, if you didn't take the time to think what your skills and strengths are, there's a good chance your answer to that question will not be a good one, and it may hurt your chances of getting the job. And this is something you could have worked on, you could have prepared. So by not getting prepared, you're shooting yourself in the foot. You're shooting yourself in the foot. Another job example. So let's say you went to the interview and got the job. So you start at the new office, and on your second day, you're late. Like 30 minutes late for a meeting. Then, while you're in the meeting, you're texting your friends and not really listening to what's being said. You're totally shooting yourself in the foot with such behavior. You're doing things that will hurt your chances of being successful at the new job. You got the new job, you succeeded at the interview. That's great. But now you're being careless. You're not being professional by being late and not paying attention in the meeting, and that's likely to have consequences, bad ones. You're shooting yourself in the foot. And here's another good one with the word foot. Put your best foot forward. When you put your best foot forward, you're trying to make a good impression. You're trying to act your best. Plain and simple, you're acting in a way that, hopefully, will cause other people to have a good opinion of you. In what situations do people usually put their best foot forward? When they want to impress someone. In a job interview, when they go on a date, when they're on TV maybe, when they're going to meet someone whose opinion they value, for example. So tell me, when is it that you put your best foot forward? Let me know in the comments. And talk to you next time.